Dear Mr. and Mrs., we've got something to say. We're sorry, but your son died today. In that battle, we lost plenty of men. And if we could, we'd do it all again.
What do 18-year-olds think about the draft? That was the subject of the first Oberlin Microphone program, recorded on a $29 Panasonic cassette recorder. The show mixed commentary, music, and on-the-street interviews.
When you get to be 18, you're going to register?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, it's, first of all, you know, it's a law, state law, and you know, I sort of like the army and all that kind of stuff.
What do you think of all the people that are protesting and saying, don't do it, don't do it? Do you think they're right or wrong?
I think they're wrong.
Why are you opposed to the draft?
I don't think it's fair, because some people already have their future planned, and they don't want anybody else imposing on them, telling them what they have to do, and they have to go here. It's not fair.
Are you also opposed to war in the military?
Yes. I think it could be settled without military action.
What about people saying that if everyone else is prepared and strong military, if we're not, we're in trouble?
Let them find out what the surprise will be in for.
Do you think if men are registered, that women should be registered too?
Yeah. Should be equal.
Well, the women who are supposedly fighting for this equal rights, I mean, they should go on over there.
Do you support the ERA?
No.
It's like this. If you don't sign up, they're going to come get you. And if you do sign up, they're still going to come get you, man.
Have you registered?
Yeah, I had to register. I'd rather, you know, they give me a little time before they stick me out there. But either way, I'm gone.
Do you think there's going to be a draft?
Right. I think so. Reagan, man, he's a pretty wild guy.
What do you feel about all the people who are opposing registration?
Hey, man, if they can get away with it, go ahead. God, I wish I, you know, if I wasn't chicken, because I don't want to go to jail. I try it. But I can't be paying that fine and sitting up in no prison somewhere. It's guaranteed a lot of people are going to get away with it, but I just don't want to be the ones that don't get away with it. It's not worth it to them, because it's just not worth it to me. I know a lot of people that haven't registered.
I don't feel it's right, because my brother, he's 18, and he has to do it. He'll be 18 pretty soon, and I don't want him to go. I mean, it hurts me to see him have to do that.
I want to grow up and join the Navy. To prove I'm not a baby, I'll work on an aircraft carrier and find a girl and maybe marry her. And I'll be rough and tough and ready to fight. To prove that I'm a macho man, I want to join the Navy to fight.
And the draft means war and killing, and it's not just service to help people. It's service to kill people.
So I won't fight. I will not kill someone else.
The second Oberlin Microphone covered the just-to-be-released U.S. hostages in Iran. The following are some excerpts on the question of what effect the Reagan administration had on that release.
I think part of the reason why they're being released right now is in fear of Reagan.
So far as, like, his reputation, I'm sure they'd rather deal with Carter than Ronald, baby.
I would hate to think that they would let him out because they would actually fear his scare tactics, you know?
He seems like he's big talk right now. And wait till he gets in there.
To be perfect.
And I have no idea if he's going to be a real ass or, you know, what kind of politician he's going to be.
Reagan may have a different attitude and sort of treat it differently. I think what it needs is continuity. If Reagan came in and just started, you know, saying very, Zelikostic thing, you know, you're gonna run in there and attack you if you don't let him loose and all that. Well, that would not work.
I can't imagine Reagan saying, you know, we're gonna pay you. I can imagine him sending the Marines. I can't imagine him aborting that mission in the desert. I think he would have said go for it and, you know, tried for a John Wayne.
I don't understand Ronald Reagan at all.
I'm one of those apathetic college freshmen. What do you expect?